Now, boys and girls, I just want to bring a little thought to you this morning. Just very simple. And I want you really to think back last week. And I wonder, is there any boy or girl that was like myself and from time to time maybe turned over a channel on the television or saw on a news, or maybe your dad or your mum had it on and you saw the athletics. And I thought to myself, you see, I'm a great athlete sitting in front of the chair, in front of the television. I think I'm the greatest fella. Of course, boys and girls, I've already told the mums and dads that before my involvement within the athletic fields, and maybe a little later on I'll let you know what that was. The mums and dads are trying to think what that is. But you know, I was really interested recently to try and watch probably the shortest race of the whole athletics. Wonder what that race was, boys and girls. That race was the 100 metres. And you see, it's over in a flash, and yet there's so much hype about this race. This race is so much well sought after, and the boys out in front, they really want to be the fastest man on the earth to run. And of course we all found out that big man from Jamaica, Usain Bolt, he was out in front, and my boys, he can run. Gets them big legs going and away he goes. But I often thought to myself, really, I wonder, why do all them athletes run so fast? Why do all them long jumpers stretch so much? Why, boys and girls, do all them marathon runners really, really put their all into that last mile? I wonder why it is. And as I sat last week looking at a couple of races, and I just happened to turn on yesterday afternoon, and there was a girl, and she pole vaulted, I'm sure, the height of that big brown speaker. It was huge, the height that that girl, big pole, up she went. Why did she stretch so much, boys and girls? Well, as I thought about it, I thought to myself, maybe it's because there's a prize. Maybe it's because they wanted to get their hands on a prize. And I wonder what that prize is. Well, boys and girls, I've brought a prize with me this morning. And it's real. I usually bring things and mums and dads look at me and go, come on, David. But I've brought something real. I have brought a real medal. You see? And just to show you it's real, that's not plastic, sure it's not. Boys and girls, that's a real medal. Let me see what it says on it. It says, Cologne Primary School, first sports day. And I think that was Grace got that. If it wasn't Grace, it was Anna. Can't remember. I think, boys and girls, one of our girls got that for taking part in their first ever sports day. And I'm sure they ran very well. And I'm sure they put great effort in it. And they got a prize, boys and girls. And that prize was a medal. And do you know why the athletes pushed so hard? They pushed so hard because at the end of their race, boys and girls, there was a reward, a prize. And that prize was a gold medal. But you know, I thought about that. And the Apostle Paul talks about racing. He refers and uses the picture of a race to be like the Christian life. And listen to what the Apostle Paul says. And this is the way the Apostle Paul looks at Christian life and compares it to a race. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And boys and girls, Paul wanted to tell us that he had run a good race in his Christian life. And there's boys and girls here, and they're very young, and yet they've put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul says, live your life like you're running a race. And serve God like you're running a race. And I wonder why he said that. Well, boys and girls, the next verse tells us, it says, henceforth, or because of this, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day, or at that day. Do you know, the Apostle Paul, boys and girls, wasn't looking for a medal, although he run a good race. What was the Apostle Paul looking for? He was looking, boys and girls, for a crown. And I've brought my wee crown with me this morning. Do you want me to tap it on the side of the... No, I'll not bother. This is my wee crown. Boys and girls, the Apostle Paul was looking forward to a day whenever the Lord Jesus would give him his prize, would give him his reward. And that was a crown of righteousness. Boys and girls, there's coming a day. There's coming a day whenever we will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And whether we're small, or whether we're big, or young or old, the Lord Jesus will reward us on how we have run our race. The Lord Jesus will reward us on how we have served him. So boys and girls, very simply, run the race in your Christian life. Tell others about the Lord Jesus. Pray to the Lord Jesus. Read your Bible. Learn more and more every day about God. And run your Christian life well. Because like the Apostle Paul said, there's coming a day when the Lord, the righteous judge, shall reward us all.